Welcome to the podcast for Real Church Coweta. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Worship Center on the campus of Central Christian School in Sharpsburg. You can also check us out online at realchurchcoweta.com or jump on Facebook at Real Church Coweta. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
How's everybody doing today? Yeah. Don't know who that was. Was that you, Lynn? Okay. That was Elijah. Okay. I was like, surely that wasn't Lynn. I didn't think Lynn's voice went that deep. Yes, welcome back, Elijah. Listen, what's our goal today? That's the first thing we need to talk about. What's our goal today? Here's the goal. Can we put it up there, Lynn? Do we have it? Yep. We want to help others experience God in real life. I want to try to help you experience God in real life. What we want to do is we want to connect with the Scriptures. Is everybody hot in here? I'm seeing fanning. Yeah, I'm burning up too. I feel like a potato log under these, you know, when you go to like one of those convenience stores and there's like these pieces of chicken that are under the heat lamp. That's what I feel like. And so, as soon as Lynn gets a chance, he's going to go cut on some air. Thank you so much, Adam. And listen, I want us to experience God in real life. I want us to not just come on Sundays and hear a message, hopefully a good one, who knows, we'll see at the end, but hear a message. It does you no good just to come hear a message and be encouraged and to leave, because the truth of the matter is that this is where we gather for our what I would call a holy huddle. And then we go out and we experience God in real life. We experience Him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All right, that's what we do. And maybe even Sunday afternoon, depending upon how nice your waitress is or whether the guy cuts you off in traffic. Are you with me? We want to experience God in real life. And so, and it's funny because that's actually what we're going to be talking a lot about today. Now, let me remind you, let me ask you this question first. Halloween's coming up, and I know there's a big controversy whether you should celebrate Halloween or not, but here's the truth of the matter, people. Little kids are going to be coming by your house. You can disappoint them if you want to. I choose not to. I'm going to give them a piece of candy, all right? That's what I'm going to do. Anybody in here going to buy some candy for Halloween? Yeah? Everybody? Yeah? 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 Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's be real about this, okay? Now, this Halloween is on the 31st, and sometimes there's just a little bit too much month at the end of the money. Are you with me? Is everybody with me? Any of you guys going to buy cheap Halloween candy? Let's be honest. I'm talking about the Dollar General brand. Let's be real here, okay? Anybody going to buy cheap Halloween candy? Be honest. Anybody? Listen, you're in church. Don't lie to the preacher. No one's going to buy cheap Halloween candy. Can you bring that up there to me, Lacey? Lacey's so excited. She has a job today. She goes, oh my gosh, I have a job. Lacey, I'm gonna come over here and make you be on screen so you can come back and look. Here, you see, you're on screen. Lacey, do me a favor. Say hi to my mom. Say hi, Barry's mom.
Hi, Barry's mom.
Okay, there you go. She'll love that, sweetie. She'll love that. I told our children's pastor not to buy so much candy, but she had 4 bags too much. She's dying right now because I told her to make sure she had leftovers for me. Listen, this is Crunch Butterfinger. I mean, this is like the home run hit right here. Baby Ruth. I figured something out about Baby Ruth. I don't really buy Baby Ruth except at Halloween. And you get a couple of those little ones and I'm good for the year. Anybody else like that? I'm kind of like that. Don't buy cheap Halloween candy. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? I have a feeling Brandon's going to buy cheap Halloween candy. Brandon? No, you're not, Brandon. Here. Here's 140 pieces, Brandon, of Halloween candy. I'm going to give that to Brandon. Go ahead. All right. Brandon, don't you eat that Halloween candy. Listen, don't buy cheap Halloween candy, you guys. Get the good stuff. Get the real stuff. I want to talk to you guys today, and look, this is going to be a miracle. I actually am going to connect cheap Halloween candy with the message today, if you can believe that. I am. Just watch me. Here we go. Listen, don't forget where the people are. We're going to read in a minute, but don't forget where the people are at. The people are frustrated. They're tired. And they are ready to throw in the towel. They're ready to throw in the towel. They're ready to just say, forget this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to the old way of life. I'm going to go back to the old religion, the Jewish religion. I'm going to go back to that Jewish religion. I'm going to go back to the old way of life. And they were frustrated. And they were ready to call it quits. They were ready to move on. Now, What we've done so far going through the book of Hebrews is we've taken step by step by step by step of exactly what the author is saying, and it's this: Jesus is greater than blank, whatever you fill in. We've looked at Jesus better than angels, better than Moses, the old way of life, and that's what we're going to look at today. We then took a pause last week and looked at this person called Melchizedek, who was in the Old Testament, and we said that Melchizedek was a prototype of Jesus. He was a prototype of Jesus because he was not only a priest, he was also king. He was a priest and a king. And that's what Jesus is to us. He's not just our spiritual advisor. He wants to be the ruler over our life. And our life is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. And so today what we're going to look at is we're going to look at choosing a copy over the real thing. Choosing a copy over the real thing. Let me tell you a story. I was in fourth grade, all right, and I was a brat. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I was a brat. I hated school. I'm the most educated person you'll ever meet who hates school. I'm just letting you know that's the facts. I hated school. And we would do this thing every year where we would draw names for the Christmas party. All right, does anybody remember doing this? You draw names for the Christmas party, no more than $10 gift, those kind of things, okay? I think back in our day it was $5, and that was a lot of money. All right, so I had been looking for what gift I was going to get. Well, ended up, I got a friend of mine's name. And you know, you weren't supposed to tell who you got, but everybody did. It was like, hey, I'm not going to tell you who I got. Hey, bro, I got your name. That's what we would do. And so I got his name, and there was this new Matchbox car set coming out. I'm talking about those little, you know, those little mini cars. They were so awesome. I don't know if people still play with those, but I loved them. Our maintenance guy here, he loves those things. He collects those things, sells those things. He loves them. The little Matchbox car sets. And I decided I was going to buy my best buddy. I said, bro, I'm going to hook you up, man. I said, I know that the limit's 5, but I'm going 10. I'm going 10. Just for you, partner. Just for you. Well, the time come for us to go and buy the toy. And I don't know if I'd made my mom mad that day. I don't know if she was frustrated. I don't know if there was too much month at the end of the money. But we went to, and I don't know if they have these around here. Maybe they do, but we went to Fred's Dollar Store. All right. Does anybody remember Fred's? Are there Fred's Dollar Stores around here? Is that just in Tennessee? Fred's Dollar Store. All right, Fred's Dollar Store is where we went to. We went to Fred's Dollar Store. And I knew it was a bad sign when we went to Fred's. I was like, man, it's a bad sign. We weren't going to Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin, does anybody know what Ben Franklin turned into? Walmart. We weren't going to Ben Franklin. We went to Fred's. We went to Fred's Dollar Store, and I went and got these Matchbox cars. And my mom looked at me, and she said, we're not getting those. I was like, Mom, I've already promised. I'm sorry, we're not, $5 limit. You know what we ended up getting, you guys? You know those plastic cars with the rubber wheels that pop on and off? You know what I'm talking about here? Every person under 30 is going, have no idea. But everyone over 30 gets me. Those plastic cars, and there was like, you know, and they weren't special. They give you like 12 in a set. The box was this long because they cost about a penny to make. Right? And here's the thing, you guys. No one wanted those. No one wanted those. And I had to buy that thing. And my buddy knew when he walked in, he was like, hey, which gift's mine? I said, that one. And it was the size of a fishing pole. And he was like, well, I know what I'm getting. He opened that thing up, man, and it was like depressing. Bro, what happened, man? I thought I was getting this Smashbox car. I said, my mom wouldn't let me buy it. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, man, I wanted to get you the real deal, but instead I got a cheap copy. Do you guys know there's a whole market for cheap copies? Did you guys know that? I don't know if you guys know it or not. So I decided this week, now this is what I do in my research. I decided I was going to go find some cheap copies. I think we got some pictures of some. Can y'all see that? The new style Ninja Tortoise. Can we turn the lights down, Lynn, where they can see it better? the new style ninja, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Tortoise. All right? This is Special Man. All right? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Special Man. All right, what's next? Spader-Man. Spader-Man does whatever a spader can. I don't even know what a spader is. That's Spader-Man. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Star Raiders. Okay, here we go. Super Bat. Now listen, hold on. Let's hold on this one. Because not only have they taken Superman and Batman and combined them, they've made it Super Bat, but brother's riding on a skateboard. Look, he's on a skateboard. All right, what's the next one? I don't even know how many I have. Star Knight. Not Star Wars. Star Knight. Listen, y'all, I don't know if you can see that. That is Darth Vader on a motorcycle. What looks like, I bet you this came out about 79 or 80 because it looks like a Chips. Does anybody remember the show Chips? You with me? The Chips, that looks like a Chips motorcycle. What's the next one? Space Boys 3. Can we just talk about how big the hands are on the thing? He's got like huge hands, like, it's, oh my God, it's coming at me. Space Boys 3. Anybody want a pair of Adidas? What's up, y'all? Get you some Adidas. Yeah, how many more? Do I have any more, Lynn? How about a pair of Nicies? Everybody needs some Nicies. All right, anybody, is that it? Anybody want some fried chicken from ZFC? ZFC instead of KFC? Is that it? Yes, that's it. How about those? Hey, let me tell you guys something. There's all kinds of knockup brands. Listen to this. Listen to this. My buddy Kip over here, his favorite drink is Mountain Dew. That's his favorite drink. Literally, if he's on his deathbed, I'm not bringing him flowers, candy, Mountain Dew. That's what I'm bringing him. I am. I'm bringing him Mountain Dew. Here are the different kinds of Mountain Dew. You ready? Knock off Mountain Dews. Mountain Chill. Mountain Shoutin'. Mountain Lion. Mountain Explosion. Mountain Rapids. Mountain Frost. How about this one? Wild Mountain. Every one of them. And finally, the old favorite of every youth event I've ever had, Mountain Lightning. All right? Mountain Lightning. That's right. You all, the youth always knew when we were at the end of the year for the budget because we'd have Dr. Thunder and Mountain Lightning. That's what we would have. We would. So, what about cookies? How about some nice, refreshing Boreos. Boreos. There's also a generic brand called Twist and Shouts instead of Oreos. Walmart calls their generic brand, instead of chocolate chip cookies, they call it Chippers. Chippers. And of course, the old favorite, Dr. Pepper, has, let me count these. It's 2, 4, 6, 8, 24 different knockoff brands for Dr. Pepper. And I'm going to tell you every one of them. You ready? Dr. Choice, Dr. Bold, Dr. Perfect, Dr. Bob. They just call it Dr. Bob. Dr. Wow, the real doctor. Dr. Wright, Dr. K. What does this say? Dr. Shaw's, Dr. A+, Dr. Stripes, Dr. Chill, Dr. Skipper, the doctor. Dr. Trimmer, what that is. Dr. Snap, my favorite, Dr. Perky. All right. You can't say perky without saying perky. All right. Dr. Shasta, Dr. Becker, Dr. Spice, Dr. Fine Soda. How about that one? Dr. Zevia and Dr. Refresh. And finally, the old favorite, Dr. Thunder. Dr. Thunder. Now, what are these things? What are these things? Let me tell you what they are. They are a cheaper knockoff copy, all right, of the real thing. They're a cheaper knockoff version of the real thing. They're a copy of the real thing. And when given a choice, let's just be real here. When given a choice, I'm going to go with Dr. Pepper instead of Dr. Thunder, all right? If I had the ability, I'm going to buy my kid a Spider-Man, not Spader-Man. All right? I'm going to do that. I mean, listen, I'll put my kid in a pair of Adidas, but I'd really like to give him Adidas, right? Are you with me? That's exactly what the guy's talking about today. The author of Hebrews is talking about it today. Let me read it for you. Starting in verse 8, chapter 8, verse 1. It says, and I love it. He says, now look, here's the main point. And he's been talking about Melchizedek for 3 chapters. He says, listen, I want to get to the main point. Here's the main point. All right. We have a high priest who sat down in the place of honor beside the throne of the majestic God in heaven. There he ministers in the heavenly tabernacle, the true place of worship that was built by the Lord and not by human hands. And since every high priest is required to offer gifts and sacrifices, our high priest must make an offering too. If he were here on earth, he would not even be a priest, since there already are priests who offer the gifts required by the law. They serve in a system of worship, here it is, that is only a what? Copy. It's only a copy, a shadow of the real one in heaven. See, it's a copy of the real one in heaven. For when Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle, God gave him this warning. Here it is. When Moses was getting ready to build the tabernacle back in the Old Testament, God said this. He says, I want you to listen closely. And he gave him this. He says, be sure that you make everything according to the pattern I have shown you here on the mountain. But now Jesus, here it is, Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one that mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. He mediates a far better covenant, a far better situation, a far better deal, if you know what I'm talking about, a far better thing than in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament was just a copy. It was a cheap copy, is what he's saying. He's saying, I know you feel like that you want to settle for this lesser thing, but you don't want to settle for this lesser thing just because you're having a hard time right now. Because the truth of the matter is that priest has to offer sacrifices over and over and over and over again. But we saw in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, where it says, Jesus sacrificed once for all. Once for all. Who Jesus sacrificed for. And so he's saying, you are only wanting to run back to a copy whenever God has provided you Christ that is the genuine real thing. And it's a better sacrifice. And here it is. It's a better intermediary between God and man, because Jesus, we saw in chapter 7, sits at the right hand of the Father. He's right there with him. Who better to help you than someone who is right there with God? That's what he's saying. He's saying this other thing you're running for is a copy. You want the real thing. That's what you want. So what does that do for us? How can we learn? Well, here's the first thing I want to tell you is this. We often settle for our best instead of God's best. We do. We often will settle for our best instead of God's best. In our own lives, in a daily situation, we will settle for our best instead of God's best. God has something in mind. How many people have ever been in a situation like this? I have, where you have something in your mind of what you want. You decide you're going to settle for God's best, and so you wait. And what you ended up getting was better than you had in mind to begin with. Are you with me? That's God's best. That's God's best. When what you had in mind was far less than what God had in mind. But oftentimes, you guys, we don't do that. Oftentimes, we settle for our best. We settle for our best. And the Hebrew people were considering, the people that Hebrews is written to, they were considering settling for their best because of the time, because it was in a moment in time when they were under stress. Do you know that oftentimes when we're under stress, that we will settle for our best instead of God's best? We won't turn to God for our his knowledge. We won't turn to God for what he has. We won't turn to God and ask him. We'll just say, well, this is what I've always done. This is what I'm always going to get. And this is who I'm always going to be. And we'll settle for our own best instead of God's best. That's what we do. We settle for a copy instead of the real thing. You know, I had a friend of mine one time. He said this. He said, funniest thing happened to him. He was broke. I mean, he was broke, okay? He had been through a divorce. He had been through a bankruptcy. And he was broke. And he was just connecting with God. And the whole turmoil of that connected him with God on a deeper level. And he told me, he said, you know, Barry, he said, and I'll never forget this. He said, you know, Barry, he said, I was sitting here praying one night. He had a recliner that was barely hanging on. You know, one of those recliners? It was barely hanging on. It was like, he said, I was sitting in this old beat down recliner. And he said, you know, God, he says, I don't know a lot about you, but I'm broke and I'm trying to do the right thing. God, can you send me a little money? And he said, I said it as a joke. He said, I said it as a joke. He said, Barry, 2 days later, I got something from our insurance company where we had overpaid. He said, it was a couple $100s. And I opened it up and I was so excited. He said, I was so excited to open it up. And I looked at the check and I said, well, cool, man. You know, he said, that's not the end of the story. He said, I immediately thought I need to thank God. And he said, God, thank you so much for sending me a little money. And God immediately spoke to him and said, you should have asked for a lot. You should have asked for a lot. Listen, you guys, we have a God that loves us enough that he wants to pour over us, that he wants to enrich our lives. But oftentimes what we do is we settle. We see this, you guys. We saw it. Abraham screwed everything up because he didn't settle in the Old Testament. He said, look, God said, you're going to have a son. Just wait, just wait, just wait. And Abraham took things in his own hands and messed everything up. God still blessed him, but he had all kinds of issues from that point forward. Literally all kinds of issues because he refused to wait on God's best. You know, why? Why do we settle? I'll tell you why we settle. We settle because a lot of us think we're going to miss out on something, don't we? A lot of us think we're going to miss out on something. I see this a lot of times. I was in student ministry for 25 years, and I saw this over and over and over and over again in relationships, okay? I would see students that would start dating people because they thought they were missing out on something. Maybe their best friend had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they were like, ooh, I want a boyfriend and girlfriend too. You know what I'm saying? And so what they would do is they would settle for something that was less than what God had for them. They would settle for something that was not up to par from what they were valued at and also from who God wanted them to be with. They would settle, and when they would settle, they would end up being miserable because they hadn't learned the fact that being in no relationship is better than being in a horrible one. All right? As a teenager, that's what it is. Now, let me say something to you. I'm not talking to you married people. Because you married people have signed on the line, man. You've signed on the line. If you're in a horrible relationship and you're married, go to counseling. Work on it. Dig in. But oftentimes, you guys, we will settle for it. I've seen it in relationships. I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again where people, what they'll do is they will not settle. They will settle for things that are not God's best. They will. You know what else I've seen it in? Money. Money. I know people who think that it's much better to have a whole lot of cheap stuff than it is to have one or two great things. Are you with me? I know people like that. That's you. Great. It's not me. I don't want that. People think they're going to miss out on something. And so what they'll do is, instead of waiting on God's timing, they will get ahead of God's timing, and they will make purchases, and they will make decisions that puts them further and further back. Okay? It puts them further and further back financially because they didn't have the patience to wait on God's best for them. God's best for them. It's real easy in money. This is real simple, you guys. God is giving you this amount of money. It's not yours. Your house is not yours. Your car is not yours. Your money's not yours. It's God's. And he is allowing you to manage his money. and He is giving you a certain amount. And He wants to see how you manage that. Okay? And honestly, most of the time, if you manage it well, guess what He'll do? He'll give you a little more. Give you a little more. Give you a little more, because He wants you to be a blessing to other people eventually. That's the goal. But I see people all the time. What they do is they settle for their best instead of God's best. But like I said, we don't want to have to come like the priest did and sacrifice over and over and over again. God's best is that Jesus paid it once for all. That's His best. So what did Jesus do and why did He come? Here's why. Jesus' ministry was to set the captives free. See, His best was to set the captives free. His best was to set them free. Free from what? Free from having to constantly over and over and over and over again make sacrifices for their sin. That's what they were setting them free from. Free from the penalty of their sin that they experienced. That's what He was setting them free from. Free from the guilt that they experienced. Free from that. You know, oftentimes we will stay in. I've said this before, and I know there's people that have heard this from me before, but oftentimes what we'll do is we will give our life to Christ. Okay? We will get salvation. Now, listen, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. There's salvation which secures your place in eternity. Okay? And then there's sanctification. Salvation is what secures your place in eternity. Sanctification is the process between now and when you actually pass away, and how closely you come to Christ and how closely you come to living like you're going to live in eternity. Are you with me? The more close you are to Christ. And so here's what people will do. They will come up and they will give their life over to Christ. Okay? They'll give their life over to Christ. And then, instead of walking out of the jail cell that He's releasing us from, instead of walking out of the jail cell, what they'll do is they will hang up curtains and they'll put a rug in there, right? And they'll get them a couple of nice pictures. And they will live in the jail cell that God has freed them from, never once choosing to walk out of there. That's what they'll do. That's what they'll do. And they'll just sit there. And they'll say, yep, I'm saved. You are saved. Now what? Now what? I wish I had a nickel for every time I've talked to people who are saved, but they live like they're not. They live like they're not. They don't live in freedom. They walk around with guilt. They walk around feeling condemned. They walk around dealing with the same issue over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And they don't experience the freedom that God brings because they choose to live in the jail cell, and instead of moving out, they put up curtains, a rug, and bring a few pictures in and call it home. But that doesn't have to be your home. It doesn't. You don't have to play with Spider-Man in that jail cell, and you don't have to drink Dr. Thunder. That's not what He wants for you. Remember, those things are copies. Those are copies. The real thing is found in Christ. And we oftentimes will not only choose our best over God's best, but we will stay captive to the thing that God wants to free us from. Because His ministry, Jesus' ministry, is to set you free. That's what it is. But here's the key, and this is it. Here's the key. We have to make the decision. We have to make the decision. Jesus isn't going to force it on us, y'all. He's not. He's not. He stands ready to help, but He's not going to force it on us. He's not going to. We have to decide, just like the people who read these words in chapter 8, way back when, had to decide, are we going Are we going to live in freedom or are we going to live in bondage? Are we going to live in the desert of struggle or are we going to go to the promised land? We have to decide. It's your decision. It's 100% your decision. Are we going to live with a cheap copy and our whole lives be a cheap copy? Or are we going to experience the fullness of who God wants us to be? It's your decision. It really is. Does that mean you won't have problems? No, it doesn't mean you won't have problems. If you decide, yep, I'm going to follow closely with Christ, I'm going to give everything over to Him. And remember, you got to do it daily. Just die to Him every morning. Lord, the day is yours, 100%. I give it over to you. And then live your life that way. Does that mean everything gets easy? It doesn't. It doesn't. Sometimes it gets harder. But the reward and the fulfilling thing is that eventually you begin to experience God where you can say, like Paul said in Philippians, I know what it is to be in need, and I know it is to have a lot. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It has nothing to do with the battle going on outside. It has to do with the inside, with your inside. It's the peace that you have. That's what it's about. So you have to decide, you want your best or God's best? You want Spider-Man or you want Spider-Man? You want Oreos or Boreos? Dr. Pepper or Dr. Thunder? Mountain Dew or Mountain Chill? We have to decide. What's your decision? Let me pray for you. God, I pray today that we can experience you on a deeper level in our real lives. And I pray today that the turmoil and strife and stress that's outside doesn't come on the inside. And Lord, I ask you to do what only you can do. I ask you to allow us not to run back to a copy, but to run to the real thing. God, I ask you to make yourself known. I ask you to allow us to surrender to you on a daily basis. And God, as we do that, I pray that you will bless us, that you will allow us to overflow and be a blessing to other people. And I pray that you will allow us to live a life that's worthy of our call. Lord, let us be people that looks to you. Let us be people that chooses the better thing. Even when it's hard, especially when it's hard. It's in the strong and mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Listen, anybody can choose the easier route. Anybody can choose the copy. You know what I mean? I'll never forget. I was at a Walmart one time and I walked out and they don't have them anymore, I don't think. But Walmart used to have a generic Coke machine outside. And those mountain lightnings, they were a quarter apiece, 25 cents. I thought, man, that's dirt cheap. Sitting right beside it, you had the Dr. Pepper and the Mountain Dew that were 50 cents. I dug deep in that pocket. I mean, it was deep in that pocket. I pulled out that other quarter. I got that Mountain Dew. It was so refreshing. It was awesome. Don't choose the copy, you guys. Choose the real thing. I don't know where you are spiritually. You may want to give your life to Christ today. I have no idea. I invite you to come experience the freedom. Maybe you're looking for a church home. During our final song, if you are, come down front. I'll chat with you. We'll let you join our family. Let's stand up and let's worship.
Thank you for listening to the podcast for Real Church Coweta. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, please visit our website at realchurchcoweta.com and click on the Contact Us tab. We invite you to join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. in the Worship Center on the campus of Central Christian School in Sharpsburg. Until then, God bless, and remember to love God, love others, and live real.